Most every week you hear about some kind of data breach or learn your neighbor had his or her identity stolen. One expert says in this new year we've got a choice. Either we acknowledge we're at war with those trying to steal our personal info and push back hard, or we keep pretending nothing's wrong and eventually pay the price.
Dimitri talks about it with Adam Levin, co-founder of Identity Theft 911 and Credit.com.
Well, I think the biggest problem we face is the fact that people are still not taking the issue of cybersecurity as seriously as they should. And recently, in a speech that I heard before the Police Athletic League in New York City, the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, was talking about the fact that he's given many speeches and has been approached several times by people who were board members for Fortune 500 companies who admit to him that this issue hasn't even made it to the boardroom. So you have a situation where Congress has so far failed to pass a cybersecurity law, and corporations still do not seem to be taking it as seriously as they should be. And as a result, I think we're exposed. And when you add to that things like the mega security breach that occurred in South Carolina, where millions and millions of identities were improperly exposed, and story after story you hear about breach after breach, and the fact that we just don't seem to be getting the federal action that we should be getting, you begin to wonder, is somebody just, do they not care? And they better start caring, because there's way too much at stake. And it goes way beyond just dollars and cents. I mean, we're talking about the possibility of someone gaining enough information that they could shut down one of our critical areas of our infrastructure. Whether, you know, people focus on the power grid, but how about the financial services sector? I mean, what if with the hundreds of millions of files that have been improperly accessed, that someone were to take that information or a great deal of that information and release the equivalent of a denial of service attack on an economy where you're talking about tens of millions of transactions representing billions, if not trillions of dollars, that's attached to nothing, where consumers go, I didn't do it. The institutions go, well, where are we going to get the money to cover this? And the government going, we have no clue where this came from or how to stop it. I mean, the biggest problem with cyber warfare and cybersecurity issues is very rarely is a trail of breadcrumbs that you can follow.
You know, I wonder, though, that sounds like a huge problem that maybe I can't battle individually with my little iPhone, or you with your Android, or somebody else with their iPad. Is that where it starts? Are we all soldiers in this war?
No, we are soldiers in this war. The truth is that it has to start somewhere, and that it has to be on several fronts. We have to press the government to do what they need to do. We've got to put heat on business to take the kinds of precautions that they should be taking, to do the kind of training that they should be doing, to institute the security protocols they should be instituting. You know, again, the biggest problem with any security system is it's only as good as its weakest link. And historically, people are the weakest link. If you look at some of the most serious breaches we've seen, the most shocking breaches we've seen, where some of the most secure companies in the world have been breached, it wasn't because some incredibly brilliant, highly sophisticated person came along and compromised a previously unbreached, impenetrable system. It was that someone sent a phishing email, and in some cases a spear phishing email, to a lower level employee who clicked on an attachment that released malware that co-opted an email system that then communicated with other people throughout the company, who then one by one gave up information thinking they were communicating with other insiders. And that's one of the big questions in 2013. It could well be the year of the insider threat. And whether it's because they've been duped or they're duplicitous, you know, you don't know. But you do know that somebody made a mistake, and that mistake can bring down a company. And the truth is, if it's a serious enough mistake, it could bring down a country.
You know that the new Congress has so much on its plate, and the hyper-partisan atmosphere has not left Capitol Hill. Does anybody even have time for this? I know you're saying we need to make time for it, but will it happen?
Well, I think that this is something that both parties are very concerned about, because it has significantly negative impacts on government, on business, and on consumers. And we're talking about billions, if not potentially trillions of dollars. So the impact is there. And when you put it in terms of cyber warfare, you're talking about something that goes way beyond dollars and cents. And as a result, I think it certainly is capturing people's imaginations. The only question is, will enough people step up and will they not water down whatever ultimately comes out so that we do have better protection?
On the company level, is it time to shoot out some memos, have some meetings, talk about how you don't click on that link?
No, I think you've got to do that. And I think also in cases where negligence is clear, that you really should start considering the possibility of jail time. I mean, the only way to capture people's imagination is you have to capture people. And unfortunately, it's draconian, but that may well be one of the things that you have to do, is that how else do we get people to understand how deadly serious this is? It is a company killer. It's a reputation killer. It is a consumer destroyer. And as we talked about earlier, it can actually significantly negatively impact a country, depending upon what it is that's breached and the ramifications. South Carolina, you're talking about almost 4 million people impacted by somebody getting their hands on the credentials of an employee. And the theory is that it was done through some kind of email scam. Again, somebody made a major mistake because they weren't paying attention, because proper security protocols weren't followed.
That's Adam Levin, co-founder of Identity Theft 911 and Credit.com.